Final half hour of the Evan Bray Show on this Friday. Brent Lux, happy to be filling in this week. Evan's back in the chair next week. My final guest on our program today is Bill Huber. Always a great opportunity, a great session when we sit down with Bill, president of SARM, the Saskatchewan Association of Rural Municipalities. And he joins us on the line from down around Lipton today. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Brent. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How's life in your world? There's just a little bit going on in rural Saskatchewan these days.
Well, it cooled off a little today. We got a little breeze from the north, and yesterday was extremely hot. But things aren't too bad right around here, but it's better here than some parts of the province as far as rainfall goes.
Yeah, we always hear that, don't we? Some areas did well with the rain and at least are good for the time being, but we do know down, especially in the southwest there, it's dry and it's a difficult growing season for a lot of the farm folks down there. So as the head guy with SARM, what are you hearing from people in the rural communities, the farmers, the ranchers? What's top of mind for a lot of these folks these days?
Well, we just completed a series of meetings again. We finished our division meetings a week ago or 10 days ago, and they went very well. But leaving the office yesterday before I left, there were certainly some board members raising concerns about the drought in western and west central Saskatchewan. There's a few RMs have declared disaster areas now, I think three for sure, maybe four coming on in the next day or two. But it's really is dry there. There's places that haven't even received an inch of rainfall this entire growing season. You know, and we're into July already, so it's very critical.
And so we all, you know, it's easy for us to all sit and kind of feel bad for ourselves. But what are the answers? You know, we can't make it rain. So when we have this situation where we've got a drought, it's so uncertain, the growing season for a lot of these farm families, what kind of support or, you know, information can we give them to make them see that there's light at the end of the tunnel and they'll be here next year?
Well, we have our Saskatchewan Crop Insurance Corporation. And, of course, I would assume a lot of our members are enrolled in Saskatchewan Crop Insurance. But, you know, some of these areas have been in a drought situation for 8-9 years now. And it's just, you know, they're optimistic producers and they're, you know, they got a lot of optimism about going forward. And every spring, I guess, they go into the growing season thinking that, well, this year's got to be better. You know, some places had adequate snow cover. They had a few, you know, snow showers and early rains in April, late April. But since then, there's virtually nothing again. And they keep looking to the skies and listening to the forecast. And some days they get encouraged that there's a 90 to 100% chance of 2 to 3 inches of rain. And as the days go on, get closer to that date, it just peters out to virtually nothing. So
Yeah, it can be depressing looking at the weather radar on your phone and you see a system coming and it skirts by a few miles away from where you are. And, you know, and that's it. We tend to get showers occasionally, but it's a more consistent day or two rain that we really need in a lot of these areas, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's the thing this year. In our part of the province here where we are, just northeast of Regina, you know, we've had spotty showers. And even within a mile or two makes a big difference of an inch or half an inch of rain. And, you know, a lot of producers are adequate to, you know, sufficient moisture for a week or two. But there's a lot could use another rain right this weekend, yeah. You know, so it is very spotty. But as we go west and south, it gets worse. And I've talked to several producers, you know, south of Assiniboia and the Maple Creek, you know, bigger area. It's a little better north of the South Saskatchewan River, but when you get south of there and south of the Trans-Canada, it gets worse. So,
Bill Huber. Sorry, I was just saying, Bill Huber joining us, president of SARM, Saskatchewan Association of Rural Municipalities. And yeah, drought very much on the minds of a lot of producers these days. What are you hearing from farm folks related to the business stories that are out there, the whole Bunge-Viterra merger? Is that causing any issues or concerns for people?
Well, we've been dealing with this almost since probably mid-November of 2023 when the news was first announced. And yeah, it's certainly concerning to us, but it's a done deal now. The merger was finalized on Wednesday, I believe.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess we expressed our concerns about the merger at the time, and we weren't, you know, we weren't real happy with it, and we showed our opposition. But mergers often seem to streamline operations and increase efficiency, but at the same time, I'm worried about the potential impact on market competition. Mm-hmm. As we continue to grow more and more crops, you know, even though we've had some dry years in parts of the province, our exports are continually climbing, you know, we're in, by billions of dollars every year in agriculture products. And we need an infrastructure system to get those commodities to market. And the thing that concerns us a little bit with this merger is we could see some closures of smaller Viterra facilities in our local communities. You know, smaller facilities that maybe only handled 10 or had a storage capacity of 10 or 15,000 tons. And they are maybe utilized on a secondary branch line or something. We may see those facilities close. And that just means more trucking for producers, less competition as far as pricing goes, and you know, lots of jobs in those local communities. So those are concerns of ours. But you know what? We work with it, and we've, you know, Bunge now becomes one of the big three, I guess. We had two before, ADM and Cargill, and now they're right in there with them. But we've got the Richardsons and some of the smaller private companies still operating and going, which are offering pretty good prices. So we'll move on and work with it.
I'm guessing a lot of the farm folks also talking to you about the gopher infestation that we're seeing this year. And we know we've talked to the folks from the Saskatchewan Wildlife Federation and their offer of help, having members. And when I was talking to the folks from the Wildlife Federation just the other day, they were saying they've already had over 400 landowners, producers, contact them about having guys come out and shoot some gophers. I don't know if there's enough bullets in the country to take care of all these gophers, but you see it and you hear it. There are some other measures. I was looking at 1RM, their website, and they were talking about poison rebates. Is there much poison that's allowed anymore for gophers?
Oh, yeah, there's still a certain thing. There's Rosinol, and then there's a new zinc phosphate one that's mixed with oats or pellets. And we use that in our own operation. My son's of a livestock operation and of course pasture land, and they're getting into the cropland too. I know we had several acres last year that were totally destroyed by gophers, and last year we had pretty good results with the bait that was used, and this year one of our employees just talked to me this morning and he said he poisoned some a couple of days ago and he doesn't know if it's working at all. So some of these products aren't near as good as strychnine, but you know, we're still trying to work with the federal government and get strychnine reintroduced. And we got the cooperation. We're working with the Minister of Agriculture in this province, the Honorable Darrell Harrison. They'll be sending a letter to Ottawa to the federal ag minister, and SARM will be sending one too. I think it maybe even went out. I signed it yesterday. To try and see if the feds will meet with PMRA and get the old strychnine, or 2%, you know, 2% product back on the market. Yeah. That was the most effective.
Are you optimistic? Are you optimistic in this day and age that the government in Ottawa is going to reverse on something like that?
Not really, but we've got to try. And,
yeah, you know, you got to do.
We do have a new ag minister federally, and I've had the opportunity to meet with him and spend an afternoon with him at Davidson a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, he is willing to listen, and whether we get much action, but it certainly looks better than it did in the past 10 years. So we're hopeful there, and they do realize the devastation and what it causes, the cost it causes Saskatchewan Crop Insurance Corporation. And, of course, the feds are part of that along with the province. So there is always, we never give up hope. We keep trying and banging on the door and see if we can get some results. We've had a few wins over the past years, so we may get lucky again.
What do you see as some of the wins that you've had?
Well, you know, the wins we had was, I guess, when I was talking about strychnine a number of years ago, because it was deregistered a number of years ago, and we finally got that back. Not only with SARM's support and ask, but several other farm organizations. So, but I think we're in a better place now in agriculture. You know, all we need is some rain and commodity prices to improve. You know, there's such a turmoil around the world, and we continually wake up every day thinking of tariffs, whether it's the Chinese tariff on canola and fish products, or whether it's the U.S. tariffs, and we never know where Trump's going from day to day, and I'm certainly glad that our Prime Minister, Mark Carney, has removed the tariff he introduced a week or so ago, that we're at least backing away on some of them things, and rather than pushing back against President Trump. So those are concerns that affect our markets and our revenue stream, and the United States is our largest trading partner. They're our closest trading partner. 70% of our exports go to the U.S. And we need China also. And, those are the countries that we have to deal with. They need us and we need them. And hopefully over the months ahead, we can mend some of those differences and move on into a more level trading field.
Gosh, the life of a farmer, eh? No shortage of stress with all these different factors at play for so many of them. Bill Huber, I know you and your organization, Saskatchewan Association of Rural Municipalities, SARM, do a great job representing our rural area. And we appreciate you giving us some time here today, Bill, and hope for big rains coming our way.
Yeah, that's the first thing. If we get the rain, we can deal with the other issues.
Isn't that the truth, eh? Have a great day, Bill.
You too. Thanks again for having us on.
You bet. Bill Huber, president of the Saskatchewan Association of Rural Municipalities. Just about to wrap up the Evan Bray Show. Thanks for listening. Brent Laux with you. Evan's back in here on Monday. This is 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Just about time for me to fly away. I have had an absolute blast this week. I love having the opportunity to fill in on the Evan Bray Show, and I thank you for tagging along with me. I was here on Monday. Of course, we had the Canada Day off, and then I've been here the past 3 days as well. Evan will be back in the chair here coming up on Monday. I just, love the opportunity to speak to so many interesting guests and to interact with so many wonderful people from all over Saskatchewan that listen to our radio station. Today, I want to thank Mike Tate, CEO of the Regina Chamber of Commerce. He was on with us first thing this morning talking about the city of Regina and this new program they brought in to help businesses more in the downtown part of Regina with grants up to $50,000 and some tax rebate programs. Dr. Shahab was here, our chief medical health officer for Saskatchewan, with some good news on the measles front, saying there's been no new cases in the province for about 3 weeks now. But he was also talking about the program they offer where they monitor a lot of the popular beaches and the water quality, and it's a report that you can go to with the government of Saskatchewan to get updated beach information, whether there's algae or E. coli, that sort of thing, in your favorite beach. So we want to thank Dr. Shahab for being here. Zeba Ahmed, CEO of the Saskatoon Public School Foundations, was in talking about their effort to get more and more schools to offer up day-long kindergarten. It's a number that continues to increase in Saskatoon, and she's hoping to see those numbers increase over the years. Had a great bunch of callers involved with our bugs and hugs today. I kind of let it off with my bug of the gray color that you see on vehicles nowadays. And like everything in this world, some people love it, some people don't like it. Thanks to everybody that texted in and called in. Belton was here with jalapeno popper meatballs. I got to try that recipe. Leander K. Lane, author, talking about his family history and his book, The Road to Shiloh, the untold story of the first Black American community on the Saskatchewan prairies near Maidstone, northwest of Saskatoon. Fascinating family history and an interesting book that you may want to check out. And then we were delighted to be joined by Angela Jameson. What a fascinating woman she is. Engineer by trade, lives in Saskatoon right now. She's an author. She has a career of romance novels. She's done about 22 of them or so online. And she's got another brand new book right now using number two to get to number one. It's fun, but it's pretty interesting information. And we gave away a copy of that book to one of our listeners here as well. Thanks again for joining me over the week. I'm off for a bit of a holiday. We're off to Toronto this weekend, taking a Jays game, and then big birthday coming up for my wife in July. So I don't know what it's going to be like. We're off to Europe for a while. It's going to be stinking hot. Okay. Look forward to having Evan back in the studio here. Have a great weekend, everyone. Stay safe out there. Brent Lauk's part of the Evan Bray Show on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.